Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 4, His Exodus. Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in glory, were speaking of His departure, which He was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Luke 9, verses 30 and 31. When I visited Greece, I found many exciting things there, from the magnificent archaeological excavations of ancient buildings to amazing sculptures and a wide variety of artifacts. But there was something unexpected that really caught my attention, the word exodos, which in Greek means exit. I could see it everywhere in public buildings, on freeway exits, signs in Greek, exodos. As you can imagine, I took many photos of them. I've always been fascinated by the fact that the exodus of the Hebrews from Egypt is a symbol of our ultimate redemption and journey to the promised land. It is only possible through the blood of the Lamb, as seen in the blood of the Passover Lamb on Hebrew doorpost. This theological theme runs from the beginning to the end of the Bible. I became even more captivated with the topic when I realized something amazing in the Transfiguration account. When Moses and Elijah came to discuss with Jesus His upcoming death, the literal translation of the words from the Greek are incredibly striking. And behold, two men were conversing with Him, who were Moses and Elijah, who having appeared in glory were speaking of the exodus of Him which He was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Luke 9 verses 30 and 31. J.D. Douglas, The New Greek English Interlinear New Testament, 4th edition, Tyndale House, 1993. Did you see that? Jesus fulfilled the Exodus in Jerusalem. I can imagine Moses encouraging Jesus saying, "Hang in there, I will never forget the elated look on the faces of the Hebrew slaves after the crossing of the sea. You are about to accomplish the ultimate Exodus, redeeming the whole world from slavery to sin." Jesus is the Passover Lamb, and His blood is the assurance that we are His own people, whose freedom He purchased. Yes, we are on our way. This is not our home. We are just passing through. Whenever the realities of this world become unbearable, remember that Jesus has purchased our freedom. How about we start praising Him from now until eternity? Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Fanny Crosby, Redeemed, 1882, Public Domain.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!